Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. The challenge of the seven challenges we're going to talk about today is collaboration. Collaboration is the ability to work together with others. And, well, let's put it mildly, I have seen a lot of gifted kids struggle with the ability to cooperate and collaborate with others. And why is that? Well, I asked a kid, what do you think collaboration is? He said, well, collaboration in the school system is when I would do an assignment by myself and would get an A+, and then they have me work together with, you know, two people who would get a C on their own. And if we're doing it together, we might get a B together and I have to do twice as much work. That's what collaboration is. And to be honest, that's a pretty fair assessment of the school system, because there's a lot of collaboration exercises that are not designed to get a better result. They are meant for like a pedagogical process for working together, but they are not to the benefit of a gifted kid themselves. And then, you know, you get to like pull out programs or stuff like that. And then, you know, these gifted kids have to work together. So, well, that's ideal, right? Now they're smart and now they can work together. You get synergy, 1 + 1 = 3 and that kind of stuff. So I had a group of kids do an assignment and within no time they were like, at my desk, pretty much fighting with each other and saying to me like, well, you know, the other kids don't know how to collaborate. I'm like, well, can you explain what happened or how that went? And he said, yes, we'll explain it to you. What happened is I told them what to do and they're not doing it. Because that's what they've learned in collaborating with people who are simply less skilled and less intelligent than they are. If you are the student who reaches an A by himself and you have to work together with two C students, is only going to be a B to the degree that you can convince them to do what you want. And if they don't listen, you're going to get a C. So collaboration is making other people do what you want. And to be honest, I would never work together with a copy of myself who has the same skills that I do, because that's basically what cool kids are. They all learn the same skills, but who's simply less intelligent than I am. I love working together with, you know, a lawyer. I love working together with a software developer. I love working together with all kinds of experts that know stuff that I do not know. And I love working together with people who do what I do but are smarter than me or have more experience than me, because then there is value for me and I hope I can provide value to them because I am, you know, more experienced or smarter in other things. But I do not work together with people who know kind of the same thing I do but less. And so this is one of the first focus points on collaboration, is make it useful. And this is where I get a sigh in my audience when I tell this to parents and teachers, because they're feeling the same. They have the same challenge. They hate working together with other people for exactly the same reasons. So this is why it's so important to A, create collaboration exercises that are worthwhile. And second is to teach the skill of collaboration. Teach the skills of listening to each other. Teach the skills of making decisions with other people. Teach the skills of, you know, delegation. Teach the skills of project management. Because then you can teach people to get more results with others than you could get by yourself. So, what is your view on collaboration? What is your child's view on collaboration? I'm very curious to hear what your experience with collaboration is. And ask your kid, what do you think is collaboration? How do you experience collaboration in school today? If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.